This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As news was released late last week that several Planned Parenthood affiliates received grants under Obamacare, pro-life advocates became alarmed. While they have said for years that abortion funding was one of the goals of Obamacare, they now say what should be surprising is that one of the local Planned Parenthood affiliates receiving grants is mired in allegations regarding massive Medicaid fraud. Once again, a federal judge has stopped U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder's prosecution of a pro-life activist. Angel Dillard wrote a letter to an abortionist trying to persuade him not to open an abortion clinic. The judge said he found no substance to the Department of Justice allegation that the letter posed any threat of harm. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other news, the pro-abortion argument claiming that abortion is safer than carrying a child to term is being exposed as myth. Dr. Byron Calhoun's peer-reviewed article criticizes the research of two abortion advocates published last year. Visit lifenewsradio.com for more information. And a Rhode Island Catholic bishop coming to understand that the Democrat Party was simply too pro-abortion is openly criticizing his new voter registration as a pro-life Republican. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.